Holiday cookout prices fall compared to last year. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Samantha Beard. The American Farm Bureau's annual summer cookout survey showed a slight overall decline in price of the items in the survey. AFBF's Michael Clements has the story.
The survey released by the American Farm Bureau tracks 10 food staples for a summertime cookout. This year, the survey saw a decline from last year overall for a total of $55.84. Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says that's a $1.73 decline in overall price.
3 years ago, we started doing a special survey just of a summer cookout to coincide with the 4th of July holiday. In this third year of the survey, what our numbers show is that the cost of our 10-person 4th of July cookout is down about 3% from a year ago.
Anderson says a summer survey is largely driven by the price of meat.
This is a cookout survey, right? And a cookout is not a cookout without meat. So we have quite a bit of meat in this survey basket. Essentially, we've got ground round for hamburgers, pork spare ribs, and hot dogs in the basket. The ground round price in this year's survey is up about 2% from a year ago. If you look at pork, on the other hand, pork prices have been going down really all year. And hot dogs down almost 2% from a year ago, and that's going to track pretty closely with pork.
Heading through the second half of this year, Anderson expects meat prices to maintain their current level, and processed food prices may decline further.
Those costs tend to be really closely related to energy, and so we've had this year lower energy prices than a year ago, and I think that decline in energy is at least partly responsible for that kind of broad-based decline in those further processed items that we see in the basket.
Find the complete survey online at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Also included in the survey is the typical picnic fare of ketchup and mustard, potato salad, baked beans, and watermelon. Have a safe and happy 4th of July, and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.